Well, visiting with PCM head girls basketball coach Sammy Ellison Rodriguez. Coach, last time we talked, you guys have beaten Greene County, Grandview Christian, and Perry, to put it bluntly, three blowout wins. Can you kind of walk me through those games a little bit?
Yeah, it's three teams that are struggling. We knew they were struggling. I challenged our team to work on some things that we needed to work on, and I feel like we got better in those three games. You don't want to run scores up, but you also want to improve on things, and I thought our kids did a good job of that. Locked in on the defensive end and got on the offensive end.
Game coming up on Friday night against Nevada. What do you expect from that game? I know you guys beat them earlier in the season, but what do you expect to continue to improve upon against Nevada?
I think it's going to be a battle. I think it's hard to play up there. They play really hard. They're playing much better than when we saw them the first time. So we're not overlooking anything. We know we need to stay locked in, and it's a good challenge tonight.
There was a historical achievement marked by Torrey Lindsey there on Thursday night, hitting the most, surpassing the most three pointers for a season. As coach, kind of how neat is that to see?
Oh, it's awesome. I don't think she knew she was close to it. And so I said, "What do you want, kid, right now? I want to get it." She's like, "What are you talking about?" And so I was like, it was the fourth quarter. We're up by a bunch. I'm like, "Do you want to go back in?" And she kind of was like, "Not really." And her teammates were like, "Yes, get her in." I was like, "Make it quick." And her first touch, she just buries it. She's just, that's the play. Like, she could probably have 6 to 8 more points a game easily, but she finds her teammates. She gets great passes to her teammates. She doesn't care about herself, and that's what makes her so good.
Not to overlook Nevada and South Hamilton, which you coming up, but I'm sure that game next Friday against Roland Story is one you guys have circled on your calendar. Your only conference loss this season. What does that kind of game mean to you, especially with it being senior night?
Yeah, exactly what you said. We're not overlooking either one of the next two teams. I think both of these two teams are right in the middle of the pack in the conference. It kind of depends on what night you get them, so I'm really hoping that we get better the next two games so that when we roll into Roland Story, everything's clicking on all cylinders on both ends of the floor. I don't think we've really had a game where everybody's on, and man, it would be nice to have that hit on senior night against Roland Story for the conference championship.
Do you feel like you're, in terms of offense, do you feel like, of course, you have had great production down low from Libby Winters and what she's done this season, but do you feel like you're outside shooting low?
Yeah, I do. I feel like we're getting confidence. I feel like everybody's got confidence. You a couple kids have a couple bad games in a row, and then they pop right back out of it. So, getting lots of shots up in practice when we can. I mean, having three games in a week, it's hard to get a bunch of shots up. But I feel like we're making strides on everybody feeling like they're ready to go. So, well, if we can get it all going on both ends, we'll be pretty good.
Being ranked in the top 10 and having the season that you guys have had with only two losses, how do you tell you, as coach to keep your team living within game to game, but also kind of have it in the back of your mind that, hey, we're just about 2 weeks away from the postseason?
We're having so much fun day to day that we're just not really talking about anything. I mean, we haven't talked about Roland Story. Like we talked about yesterday, we were talking about Perry. Today, we'll talk about Nevada. We're just enjoying the moment, and I think that's what makes this team so fun. Is they just really enjoy the whole process. They get after it in practice and are competitive, and then are super excited to go play against somebody else. I think we're averaging giving up maybe like 32 points a game. I mean, if we can keep that rolling, I we're gonna outscore anybody we play. So if we can keep focused on the defensive end, regardless of who we're playing, I like our chances.
And you guys have had a lot of conference games this year that have, truthfully been lopsided. Is it nice that you, as coach, have been able to get a lot of girls some minutes this season? I think I counted you have about 14 girls in the scoring column, which a lot of 3A basketball schools don't have.
Yeah, it has been really nice. But our starters would say they would like some a few more minutes, but and I battled with it a little bit. This is the first year we've been in this situation. Like, I would like to leave our starters in to get them stats, to be able to get them accolades at the end of the season. But at the end of the day, I mean, some of these teams are really struggling, and we're just not going to be that team that just embarrasses teams. And our kids know that. They've also been on the other end of it. So I appreciate I guess their humble approach to it. But to get some of those other kids minutes, I mean, we only graduate two this year. To get some of those kids some actually like very meaningful minutes with some of those starters has been really good. You can see the confidence. Practice keeps getting better. We had guys coming in to practice against our girls a little bit earlier in the season. We haven't used them as much because those, 7 through 12 have gotten a lot better this season, and it's because they've gotten game minutes.
you look at your team right now, and is there an area of coach that you could evaluate? You've done so many great things this year. You've been excellent defensively. Is there an area you could key on in where you'd say, hey, if we improve in this area, we could be even a better team of where we're at?
Yeah, I think we're averaging like 14 turnovers. I think that's like four too many for the type of ball handlers, the type of decision makers we have on the floor. So we don't talk about it, but we talk a lot about taking care of the ball. But some of those are, I'm asking them to push in transition. I'm asking them to be very aggressive. So some of those are on me, and I tell them that. I'd rather be aggressive and try to push and try to make a great long court pass for a fun transition layup. And if it goes out of bounds, that one's on me. So I'd say maybe turnovers, and then a few less 3-pointers taken per game would be okay for me. But when our kids are hitting as many as they are, it's hard to tell them not to shoot it.
You guys have been a good rebounding team this year with, over 500 rebounds as a team. How crucial is that for you guys continuing to get those extra possessions and be able to crash the boards hard as well?
Yeah, our goal every game is to have over 15 offensive rebounds a game. I think that if we're playing defense like we are and we have that many extra possessions, good things are going to happen for us. And so I think our kids are bought in. Everybody crashes. Any given night, somebody else could be up there on rebounds. Georgia Teeter back into the mix if she we can get her healthy in the next couple of weeks. More rebounds to be had. They're just going to be fighting over the ball on the offensive boards.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time visiting with me. As always, best of luck as your team takes on these next couple games or next few games you have left in the regular season.
Awesome. Thanks so much.